Good evening and welcome to the NewsHour. Tonight, a first in nearly 11 months of war in Ukraine, the death of a Ukrainian cabinet member. The interior minister was killed when his helicopter went down in a suburb of Kyiv.
In all, at least 14 people died in that crash, among them at least one child who was killed on the ground. Nick Schifrin has our report.
Even in a nation far too familiar with war, what authorities called a terrible tragedy. The aftermath of a helicopter crash early this morning near a kindergarten filled with children. Oleksandr, arriving at the scene, realizing he had just lost his wife and their daughter, who'd been inside the building. Katerina Pechura's daughter is only alive because she happened to have kept her home.
I thought a rocket hit our house. I quickly started to dress the children. We came out and we looked at what happened. Bodies with torn off clothes.
The crash left a burning wreckage, damaged apartment buildings, and helicopter debris in a Kyiv suburb that helped resist Russia's attempt last year to seize the capital. Among the dead in the helicopter, Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky and his senior aides. Monastirsky oversaw Ukraine's police and emergency services and often visited the scenes of Russian strikes. Ukrainian officials say they are investigating the crash's cause.
It is early to give the reasons. I can say that there will be a large investigation to determine all the circumstances.
A tragedy happened near Kyiv.
But today at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky asked for a moment of silence.
Thank you very much.
And blamed Russia.
This was not an accident because it was due to war. There are no accidents in wartime.
In Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov took a hard line and suggested the war had no end in sight.
There must be no military infrastructure in Ukraine that poses a direct threat to our country. There can be no talks with Zelensky.
That leaves Ukrainians fearful there will be more nights of candle lighting and more lives cut short. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.